Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, to help you understand what's gone on this past week in the world of News Talk Radio, it's our Talk Radio Review with eminent discussions. I suppose the adjective eminent should be used to describe the people who are on the air and not the discussions themselves. So, Your Eminence, Jennifer Horn, she's here, or Her Eminence, I guess it's Her Eminence, right? Is there a feminine side to eminence, the word eminence, or can it apply to both the he and the, this is, here we go into this personal pronoun thing.
It sounds pretty royal, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, well, you're radio royalty. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and lady.
I'm never leaving. Keep it coming.
Yeah, okay. Jay Kirshner is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, and we're here to go through the charts for this past week, the week of September the 12th to the 16th. As you love so much to hear, Jennifer, we're halfway through the month of September and chugging along.
I know. When I sat down, they were asking how the week was, and I was like, is it over yet? I mean, it's like blurring. It's going so fast.
Yep, right. Idea of talk radio, the cream of the crop when it comes to conversation, the stories are culled every week by the Folks Talkers magazine, and they publish the list of stories and people that are on the top of the list every week at talkers.com. We also publish them on our social media at gooddayshow.com. So the stories, number 10, the hurricane season begins. Is it going to be worse? Actually, it's lighter. So can we blame that on climate change as well? Number 9, Jennifer and her chuckle.
One.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we actually had a hurricane in California. I live in California.
Oh, and that rain.
For the first time in my life, I think I've heard about a hurricane coming our way. But it was a tropical storm. Everybody was all right. But there was a lot of rain. It was no joke, for sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, number 9, we have a focus on race, and my take on that has to do with the Emmys, lowest rated in the history of the program. And in my mind, that was because it was so obvious what was going on. And people like me, who are pretty open, I consider myself to be very open when it comes to trying to give people credit where it's due, no matter what their religion, their national creed, their race, whatever it is. I can easily say proudly that I don't have any discrimination, but I am sick of the Black Power stuff. I watched this TV show for a while until it became so annoying and so obnoxious.
Are you talking about the Emmys?
Yeah. Did I say Emmys at the beginning of this?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that it was the Emmys.
Right, yeah.
I did watch this over the top. And it's really sad because I used to love watching award shows, and I've kind of lost interest for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't have time to keep up with all the TV shows or the movies, and so a lot of times I don't know what they're talking about. But number two is that it becomes an education. It's not about entertainment anymore, and I think people are tired of it. Entertainers, and I know this, you know, may insult some people, but entertainers used to be there to entertain.
Yeah.
And now it feels like
political axe grinding and all this other.
Teaching a college class about the socio and political differences in our society, and it's like, you know, people come to movies and TV to disassociate from their life, not to be slapped in the face with it all the time, I think.
But also, when they're at the award shows, and once upon a time when social media wasn't a thing, that really was their only platform to get
That's
to speak
true.
Their mind and to stand up for what they believe in. And now with social media, they have that place. So they can go back to focusing on the work and focusing on the film itself, the people, the cast, the crew, the directors, the writers. They can go back to focusing on all of that with their speeches because they can save it all or social media. So I understand why it started going that way once upon a time before social media gave everybody their own voice and a platform to do things. Like, celebrities used to have to go through their publicists to speak out against something. Now with social media, keep it there. Go ahead. Speak out. You're a person. Yeah. You're allowed to do
it. But why shouldn't we care? I guess that's the other. Yeah.
Well, why does anybody care what anybody says? But with the award shows themselves, and you're using your acceptance speech, focus on why you are standing up there, and that is the acceptance itself.
Thank the wonderful people who helped you get there.
I think it's gone so far that celebrities who don't now choose to make something their mission, they get attacked either on social media or they get attacked for not making a statement in award shows. And that's the other piece of this is like, you know, I laughed with you guys a while ago when it was, you know, when tensions were starting to escalate again between Israel and Palestine. And I'm laughing because I see these people who pitch me like debloating tea on Instagram all having a comment about, you know, the landscape and the conflict that's been decades long between Israel and Palestine. I'm sorry. They probably don't. But for people who didn't post something, they were getting bullied about not using their platform or their influence to change things. Yeah. So we got to calm down on all of that and just let people live. It's
and you know, I think narratives that, and saying that you know what they stand for, or if they don't say they stand for something, then they're obviously, quote unquote, obviously against it, and that's not always the truth.
But it was a big to do when Tom Cruise was, quote unquote, outed as a member of a certain religious group that is controversial. And so people say, I'm never going to see his movies. He's most popular actor in the world because people have let it go. And so I'm talking about Scientology.
Yeah,
doesn't everybody
know
that at this point?
Yeah, as he's a Scientologist, he doesn't ever, like, talk about it, does
no.
he?
No, not at all. So anyway, okay. Number 8 on the countdown on the story list is COVID. Who wants to talk about COVID anymore? I don't
want to. Ooh, me, please.
Oh. Good for you. You have the floor, Jennifer. Help yourself.
I'll pass. I give my time back.
It's just the same old stuff, retreaded, and the scare tactics. This is where the story isn't about COVID. The story is about fear. The story is about the news media taking stuff and grinding it and grinding it and grinding it. So at this point, if you don't realize that COVID is going to be with us forever, just like colds are going to be with us forever, just like other flus, because COVID is a flu. It's here. It's not going. It's not as serious. We've learned how to adapt to it. We have basically almost ruined the economy of not only our country, but the world by rushing off to quick judgment. There were other ways, and no, it's easy now, Monday morning quarterbacking and all that stuff, to have looked at it and said, well, maybe we should have handled it this way. Well, one of the reasons that it became the overpowering reality that it did is because we didn't have any leadership. Nobody stood up and said, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. It's a serious problem, yes, and here's how to handle it so we can keep going.
But then they were called conspiracy theorists. I mean, that's what I was shouting about for years. And everybody's like,
get
your vaccine and shut up. And I was like, let's talk about realistic stuff. That's good. We have to live with this stuff. We can't just hide away from the world. And I think the reason it's a story this week is that there's a new vaccine that's out for the Omicron variant. And you want to talk about
Pfizer
tactics.
Trying to sell. Look at all the spots that are playing on radio and TV. Sell more Pfizer and get your... No! Forget it. You don't need it.
There was a spot that was running about get your shot before Halloween, because if you don't, you don't want to kill Granny. I mean, it's like, what is...
That's absurd.
It's
just
absurd.
Enough already.
The whole thing was absurd, frankly. All right, 15 past the hour. Talk Radio Review Countdown connected to the stories and the people lists that we have before us from the review done by Talkers Magazine, the folks there talking to talk radio hosts and reviewing what the stations sound like, all that good stuff. In a moment, we focus on the British monarchy, which is number 7 this week on the countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth Miller. Elizabeth Miller from Calitran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up, buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitran orders, too.
Calitran, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works. All right, 17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, the story of the Queen lying in state. Her funeral is next Monday. Now, Prince Rutland, well, the big thing was Prince Harry was holding Meghan's hand. Oh, no, that can't be. That's disrespectful to the Queen. What are you talking about? There's a story on page 6 that suggests that Harry, who was told that he couldn't wear his military uniform, is now going to be able to wear his military uniform. Here's a kid. His brother never was in the service, was he? Was William ever in the service?
He was, but not in, like, the combat sense of things because he was in line to become king.
It's offensive. Harry was he was in for like 9 years or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, Harry served. He was in Afghanistan. He continues to do a lot of work with veterans, and he didn't fight the system when they said that he wasn't going to be able to wear his uniform. He was just like, "This is about my grandmother. Whatever she has picked out for me to wear, that is what I will wear." And he didn't appeal it or anything. But they have come back and changed their mind that he will be able to wear the military.
What about Prince Andrew? What's the scoop with him?
The dirty old man.
Did he ever wear a uniform? I think I remember seeing
him. Think about what people say about our presidents, right? Whether it's Biden or Trump, people shouting all kinds of horrific things, and somebody yells, "You're a dirty old man," and Andrew, and they get arrested. So appreciate that we live in this country.
That
he's wearing his outfit, isn't he? I think so.
He didn't in the procession to bring her over to have her lie in state. He wasn't in his uniform there.
No, I think he still gets to wear those not the medals, but the pins and all those different things.
Right. Yeah,
I think he still gets to be decorated. And regarding the hand-holding, the PDA that royals are not supposed to do in public, the hand-holding. Yeah. Zara, Princess Anne's daughter, Zara, and her husband held hands. Nobody thought anything about it. One of Prince Andrew's daughters, I can't remember if it was Eugenie or Beatrice, one of them held hands with their husband. Nobody had any problem with it.
I think it's cool. I love to see people, no matter where they are, holding hands. I think it's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
When you
There's
see
a lot
people.
Of issues that I have with Harry and Meghan, but I think that the way that they've just shut up and they've come and they've patronized.
Why do you have issues with them?
I don't like the way they resigned. I don't like what they said about the racist claims without naming somebody in specifics. And I don't like the fact that Harry's writing a book to blow up his family. I just don't think that's what they would do.
You sure it's going to blow up his family?
Well, there have been reports that he's rewriting a lot of it in order to honor his grandparents and his grandmother and all of that.
They're back together again. The brothers are back together again.
Yeah,
that's good.
And I think it has more to do with the fact that Meghan is American than anything.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
No one. other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 at the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. We're rounding up the stories and the information that is ancillary to our regular Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official program Michael Harrison and I do every week for an hour, going through some of the stories and the people. We're doing that here as well, with a little different twist. And included in that different twist are some of your comments on social media. You can reach the program on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, or on Twitter at Good Day On Air. So the comments here, let's... I was at the Rhode Island Broadcasters Radio Hall of Fame, their annual dinner last night, Jennifer. One of the things we were talking about was how come it cost $12 million to move. Never mind the fact that these migrants were all moved to Martha's Vineyard, which is kind of a fun thing in itself. The shot was fun, but why did it cost $12 million? Anyway, so what do we have for comments here on the migrants being sent to supposed left-leaning states? And by the way, not only they go to Martha's Vineyard, and there were buses of illegals that were brought into Washington, parked outside of Kamala Harris's house.
Marianne Mosher says, I live in Arizona. Our borders are swarmed every day. I've long said if they were coming to Georgetown or McLean, Virginia, the problem might get solved in a hurry.
Sure would. She's right on with that. That's outrageous. It is just outrageous. And never mind Trump and his I lost the election thing. This is what you really should be protesting. The way these people are just swarming into the country, and who knows where they go.
Put it in context with the election, in California, we have a motor voter thing. So if you go to the DMV, you don't need to be a citizen to get an ID, a driver's license. You can get a driver's license, just anyone. You don't have to have citizenship. And then they put you on the voter rolls. And there was a huge scandal in California where there were like 23 or 30,000 illegal immigrants that got mistakenly put on the voter rolls, and I use air quotes there. I mean, it's nuts. It's not humane, because a lot of these people are going to live in their in shadows their whole life.
What else do you have for this conversation?
I like this take from Jack Alexander. He says, while I'm enjoying the irony of the Democrats complaining about the dumping of illegal immigrants in their backyards, it's actually doing nothing to the millions of families like mine spending tens of thousands of dollars in legal costs and government fees in an effort to immigrate the correct and legal way. Only then to be told that even though we have qualified to immigrate, we've been rejected because the available places have been slashed to be filled by those who are entering illegally.
It's outrageous.
Yes.
It is.
Of course, there's no refund, and then they're free to. They're told they're free
what
to
kind
reapply
next year. What kind of a country are we running here? What are these people that are supposedly in charge? What are they doing? What are they thinking? This is treasonous. It really is.
Borders, and it's not good for them because you're incentivizing these people to be raped and used as drug mules and such with the cartels that are coming here. So it's a humanitarian crisis, and then it's a crisis for our economic system here. It becomes a crisis for our voter system.
Sharon says,
the people who want to come here, it's horrific.
I love this comment. Good for them. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Yep. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Joining me for a return engagement. That sounds really formal, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. One of the most iconic landmarks in California is getting an upgrade. Starting Monday, crews will be painting the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits according to the work done by the folks, the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week we are together, the three of us, Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and the aforementioned Doug Steffen. So the business of January 6th kind of ties into number three, all things Trump, and there's a lot of stuff about Trump this week that's worth some time. But there were two pieces or two people that are pieces of the pie that attracted my attention this week, and I thought, ladies, I'd ask you to comment or to think about this first fellow, the man from Virginia, one of the many people who stormed the Capitol back on January 6th. He was wearing it said on his sweatshirt, Camp Auschwitz. Now, is that anti-Semitic just to wear a T-shirt or a sweatshirt that said Camp Auschwitz on it? This guy got 75 days, by the way, this week. Who thinks that way? I guess a lot of people do, frankly.
A stupid shirt, but at the same time, we have freedom of speech in this country. And you can say, yeah. I mean, I stand up for a lot of people I don't believe in.
So did he get 75 days because he stormed the Capitol, or did he get 75 days because he wore Camp Auschwitz on his... That's the question you're bringing up.
I would hope it's for the Capitol and not for the sweatshirt.
Right. Yeah.
It's just worth talking about him because he was also wearing that shirt.
Robert Keith Packer is 57. He addressed the judge. Judge sentenced him to 75 days. judge said that what he was wearing was incredibly offensive. The judge said to him, it seems to me that you wore the sweatshirt for a reason. What was the reason? Apparently, this guy didn't answer. He said, because I could, I think. That's what he said.
So, perfect.
Anyway. Then there's a story about, this hits closer to home, because this lady was a town meeting member in Natick, which is the town next to me here in Framingham, Massachusetts, who also was arrested. She's entered into a plea agreement over her involvement in the January 6th problem. Let's see here. She lives now. She lived in Natick. She's now in Saugus. But she pled guilty to misdemeanor charges of knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority and disorderly conduct. Now, she said she goes to jail for 6 months. She pays a fine of $5,000. Not quite clear whether she's going to have to do both. She could do either or both. But she said that the reason that she went is because she could and she wanted to. She knew what was going on. There weren't a lot of people from Massachusetts that were involved in this thing. And maybe there's a reason for that. I don't know. Were there a lot of people in California? The liberal states didn't have too many people that were represented. And it bothers me even that we're referring to states as liberal, but they are, or conservative, as they are. She said she was there because she wanted to participate. But what she did, this is a group called SHFA, Super Happy Fun Americans. They come up with these names. It was super fun about that. They're a group of people apparently all over the country who went to support. They were told the rally would be called Stop the Steal. I don't remember. Yeah. Was it?
That was what it was called. It was Stop the Steal Rally. But see, this is what's so annoying is that there were, you know, the Capitol's a big building.
Right.
There are two sides. The rally was being held on, I think it was the west side or the east side, and then the rioting is where it happened on the west side. And so, like, I think I told you guys about this a while ago, but my friend Brandon Strzok, who has the walkaway movement, which is where you had minorities and you had gay people walking away from the Democratic Party because they weren't serving them anymore. They became Republicans. Mm-hmm. He was asked to speak at the Stop the Steal rally. He comes to the event. He realizes something's going on. He's on the other side of the building from where all the craziness is, with other people, and he stands on the stairs and he starts like taking pictures and videoing, realizes the rally's not going to happen because that's what he does for his social media followers, realizes the rally's not going to happen, and he goes home. And then 4 days later, the FBI broke down his door, took all of his computers, all of his cell phones, and put him in jail without telling him what the charges were, both at a federal and a local level. And finally, he ended up with one misdemeanor against him after all of that for standing on the stairs of the Capitol and videotaping, because you're not allowed to do that.
Mm.
And
why?
That's what he, his
that's,
life was
that's,
really
by the
for.
Way, one of the things this woman said is because I was offended. I own the Capitol. I'm a taxpayer. I actually identify with that, because when I see, like, wildlife refuge, no trespassing, property of the U.S. government. Screw you. I'm a U.S. taxpayer. I'm part of the U.S. government. Why can't I go on this property as long as I respect it?
To be there is not the problem. And that's the same thing we said during the summer of 2020 when the Black Lives Matter movement was taking over cities across the country. It's okay to be there. It's okay to protest something. The people that need to be put in jail or to be tried for their crimes are the ones who destroyed stuff. So find the people who destroyed stuff in the Capitol. Find the people during 2020, during those riots, who burned things down. And those are the people who should be focused on. And instead, it's like this double, like, now you're just going after people for being there. Mm-hmm. And that's not okay. They have a right to be upset about something, too.
As do we all. Okay.
Right.
So I just fell victim to clickbait.
Oh. Well, that happens all the time.
Well, this.
Sounds about right.
So I'm looking at the stories about Trump, because that is ancillary to what we're talking about at the moment, number 3. And there's a guide to the IQs of all of our presidents.
Don't you wish?
Now, I'm looking at this. George Bush, the father, had a 130 IQ. Okay? So this is, I think it's relative because we all think like Bill Clinton was so smart and really Donald Trump's not that smart. William Howard Taft, his IQ was 126. So
How do they know? Do we even take IQ tests anymore?
Well, that's what I'm looking back to these other. How do they know that John Tyler had a 136, for example, or George Washington had a 132? They didn't take tests back there. So is this just typical clickbait?
Yeah.
And is it just meant to make us annoyed as anything else?
There's like some asterisk at the bottom, this thing where that's like,
based
Buchanan,
on studies that somebody else did.
Right. Benjamin Harrison had a 132, according to this. I'm just looking
Who was the dumb one?
The dumbest one? Well, Jimmy Carter had a 145. That doesn't surprise me. Do you know, by the way, the two of you, do you know what your IQ is?
No.
No. Really? You never had
a test? I don't have high hopes for it, but no.
I would like to take, not just one of those ones that you find for free.
Free, thank you.
But I would like to actually take one.
So Teddy Roosevelt was 142. Yeah, these are interesting. That's what mine is. Mine's 142. All right, suspense. Hold on a second. I'll tell you who's the highest and the lowest in a moment. It's 43 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with the story list. Every weekend we provide you with this info. This is for the week of September 12th to the 16th. Stories starting at number 10, the weather and the hurricane season. Number 9, race relations. Number 8, COVID still there. Number 7, what's going on with the British monarchy. Number 6, the war, Russia, Ukraine. Immigration is number 5. Crime and violence together, they go together. It's number 4. The legal problems the former president is having. Number 3, the economy. And what would have happened? Lots of people talking about that train strike. What would that have done to the economy? Number 2 and number 1, politics. The final primary election week taking place. So those are all the stories. That's the way it wraps up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Doug Stephan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, by the way, you can get these lists at gooddayshow.com or at talkers.com. Every week we have this service providing you with the info of what the big talk stations, the big talk hosts are yakking about. Number 10, the relationship between the two princes and the king and all that good stuff in England. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. We're still talking about the Russian-Ukrainian war, as it were. Lindsey Graham's at 8. Ron DeSantis is at 7. Letitia James is at 6. Mark Meadows in the number 5 position. The two gentlemen who are running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, Mr. Fetterman and Dr. Oz, number 4. Don Bolduc is at 3. Donald Trump in the second position, and Joe Biden regains the first spot on the people list, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, some of our most popular presidents haven't been that smart. The list includes Gerald Ford at 127, who had the lowest IQ that I could find. The highest was Thomas Jefferson at 153. Ronald Reagan, 130. In the 130s, Trump is in the 130s. Bill Clinton is just as 141. So, you know, you look around and you can find you the list, because there have been 40, what? We're in, what is, we're 47 presidents? What's,
we're at 46.
Biden? 46, okay. And Biden's IQ is nothing to shake, you know, is nothing super.
He's not pulling anybody over.
No, not pulling anybody over. Okay, let's see here. The economy, and what would have happened, the old what if the train strike had happened. I would bet that you talked a lot about this on KRLA this week, because California is so dependent on train. The fact that it's as isolated in a sense, because you got to cross the desert, and there are a lot of trucks there that are using Route 10 to get across, or 80 or whatever. But the trains that come into L.A., if you ever have been to the L.A. train yard, I remember, like, people say, well, who the heck's ever been to the L.A. train yard? I have. I think it's fascinating to see. It's like going to the airport to see where the planes are coming from, or to the port of L.A. You know, all of those, the containers that come into the port of L.A. in San Pedro, you see a lot of trucks coming out of there, but that's only the short distance. Many of those containers are destined for places 2,000 miles away.
Right. And this would have been a really big problem, because our supply chain is already mucked up. It's not getting the attention that
it was
getting.
Yeah, not enough truck drivers. Yeah.
But there are not enough truck drivers. The environmental regulations in California make it so that some trucks can't even enter the state.
Yeah.
And then there is, of course, the backup at the port, which is still happening. It's just fallen out of favor with the media. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still backed up. And you've got this overwhelming amount of stuff trying to get off ships. And so A rail strike would have been devastating, because you've got, for car manufacturers, it would have been a problem. I heard paper is a big thing that also makes its way across the country on the railroad. So there would have been a lot of industries that would have been affected. What, again, just in media coverage and in fair media coverage, I don't think any of us heard about the potential strike from the rails, the railway, until what, maybe Thursday of this week, Wednesday or Thursday of this week. I would imagine, I mean, if I were president and something this significant could threaten my already shaky economy, I might come out there and put the pressure on them on a public level, saying, hey, if you guys can't do this, we're going to get involved and help you. That didn't seem to happen. In fact, it only kind of was revealed towards the end of the time when they started to negotiate again.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how some people are held accountable and some people aren't, but I guess that's just where we are in the media right now. But it could have been a pretty big problem.
Well, the union, the whole business of unions and private unions, public unions, I'm not a big union fan, even though I belong to four or five of them over the years in various jobs that I've had. I never thought that they got me more than I could have gotten on my own. But when you get down to brass tacks, most outrageous union or group of unions are the government unions.
Yeah.
And how they hold everybody hostage. I was under the impression that if you belong to a union, you work for the government, you couldn't strike. Right? So how is it that there are, because there are 4 million people that work for the federal government. Imagine that? 4 million. And most of them, like 3 million plus, belong to some kind of a union.
Yeah.
And how much of that becomes, how much are we victims of, you know, that kind of stuff? I don't know. I just think.
I mean, the unions used to play a really important role.
Very important.
I just don't
know
what they do anymore.
Nah.
They're not necessary.
10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with a focus on the crime and violence problem in our country. It turns out to be number 4 this week on the story list. The situation, Jay, I want to sort of start this and highlight what some of the people are saying who listen to us when we have our comments. We invite your comments all week long on our social media at Facebook and Instagram. Again, a review at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. The situation as an example of the kind of violence that continues, the sexual violence. There's a story this week about a woman who is a victim of rape. So she gets her DNA tested, and then the police arrest her for something that had nothing to do with the rape. So what are people saying about that? This is pretty, I don't know what I think about this, actually.
And then she's suing the San Francisco Police Department. Greg Donahoe says absolutely all right that it's okay for this to happen. If a rapist provides DNA for another purpose that links them to the crime, should that be ignored? Also going on to say, my point is, if you restrict the use of such information to prosecute a crime, as in this instance described by the article, it will be difficult to use information gained through similar means for other crimes as well.
Yeah. All right. Do we think it's right? It's not wrong. It just doesn't seem right. Does that make sense?
I think that's right.
Exactly. And David Evernham says this is not okay. This may cause rape victims to deny rape kits that could be used to catch a perp. And then J.J. Bernard questions, why would a victim's DNA be stored in the same database accessible for other purposes like crime?
That's in the same database, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. Sounds like something for Law and Order SVU. Yep. Or SUV. What is it? I always get that wrong. It's SUV. Mm-hmm. Right.
SUV. Because the other. SUV, special
the car.
Unit.
You can't drive it.
All right, here's Steve Rand, what he had to say. I'm looking at his comments.
Yeah, Steve Rand says DNA is like an enhanced version of fingerprints. If you've committed a crime and your fingerprints match, you have your day in court. The same should be true for DNA. If the rapist's DNA matches that found on the victim, he should pay the price. If her DNA matches that from another crime scene, she should do the same. Being a victim of a crime does not excuse or forgive you for past crimes.
So, again, this is number
like
four. Yeah, right. I do, too. The kind of things going on, there's so much crime, there's so much violence in our society. You saw the story this week of the hunter who was tackled and gored, basically, by a moose after he fired a shot at the moose and missed it. So they found this guy, apparently saved his life. This fellow went out and tried to kill. Well, he was trying to kill the animal, and the animal tried to kill him.
Yeah.
And when I think about this, you know, we're always talking about violence against people, but why would you? Okay, so was this moose? Say it again, Doug. Was this moose bothering this guy before he took a shot at him? No, probably didn't even know the guy was there. So, you know, it's just sort of live and let live, or. And the moose sees them. Moose, not normally the kind of animals that charge humans unless they're doing something. It's not like an alligator who will just go after you because, and that's another thing.
Because he's hungry, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, I find it distressing that we have a lot of that kind of stuff. All right, so you were talking also about this woman in San Francisco. I think that bears a little bit more of our time here, the rape victim whose DNA was used by the police to arrest her. This business, is this a California thing, Jennifer? That in this case it was, but I've never seen anything like this before. I've just now, as we were talking about conversation from the people who commented on it, I've never seen anything like this anywhere else, even in my liberal state of Massachusetts. I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen much like this. But, you know, this is just what's going on in San Francisco. They've got a huge problem, and they're looking to do whatever they can.
It's self-created. San Francisco is responsible for its own mess.
Yeah, they have open-air drug markets.
Oh, my God.
All these liberal DAs that don't prosecute crime. People are moving out. And so there was a poll that came out this week that suggested 49% of San Francisco residents have been a victim of a crime in the last 5 years. So 50%, basically.
A beautiful city on a beautiful bay in a beautiful state left to basically self-destruct because of the idiocy of leadership. There's something to think about. We wrap up this portion of the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Jay, and Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.